Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Go, CJ, jump! It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
Uh-huh. I got 73 cents.
Wow.
Good job, Ned.
I've got 53 cents.
Here's mine. 40 cents exactly.
Well, I know this will come as a shocker, but I only made 17 cents. I wish I had more. Weasels have never been very good at making money.
Oh, it's okay, Goose. You did good.
I've got 45 cents, and with what we had before, that makes $3.12.
Woohoo! Hey, not bad.
As we planned, we'll keep working and turning in empty bottles until we have $5. And then we'll be able to buy the telescope. As club treasurer, I can assure you that this money will never leave my side.
Hey, we better get home. There's a storm coming in. And my dad says it's going to be a whopper.
Okay. Club dismissed!
I hate it when you do that.
If you knew about treasures, you'd know that they always end meetings like that.
I hate it when she does that.
Better run or you'll get wet! Bye!
See ya!
See y'all tomorrow!
As is often the case, Goose got herself a little distracted on the way home, and she got so wet from the rain she couldn't get any wetter. She just strolled along the river in the rain and played.
What's that? Something's looking all shiny there. It is. It's a coin. Who would put a hole in the middle? Oh, pirate coins have a hole in the middle. Oh, I found a bag of pirate coins. I'm rich. Rich. Okay, hiding the money. Going straight home.
It kept me up all night with the blowing and things crashing around.
Stacy, look at that one.
CJ, don't you do it.
Woohoo! Did you see that one? It went everywhere!
Look at me! I'm soaked! I'm wetter than you are!
Sorry!
Uh-oh.
Gotta go. See ya.
Oh, you are gonna get it.
If you run really fast, you might dry off in a couple of hours.
Good morning. Good morning, Hugh. Coats on the hooks, not on the floor. Thank you. Good morning. Why did I expect this?
Good morning, Miss Harbor.
Good morning. It's damp out there.
And cold. But it's a dry cold. Have you noticed?
Move your chairs by the heater and take off those wet shoes before you catch a cold.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Miss Harbor.
Thank you. Neatly, please.
Miss Harbor teaches grades 3 through 6 here at the James T. Collins Elementary School. All four classes are in the same room, and it takes more than a little organization and creativity to teach and care for 4 grades at once.
Okay, back to your seats now. We have a lot to do today. Class. Class.
Miss Harbor is really quite remarkable. She's a quiet, unassuming white-tailed deer, and she's downright shy when she's with other adults. Put her in a classroom of young'uns, and, well, you ain't quite seen teaching like this before. She's been known to teach history wearing a suit of armor.
Okay, now settle down and eyes forward. As I'm sure you know, we had quite a storm last night. The worst damage that I know of was the roof of the Shady Days Rest Home. A rather large section was blown off the roof, and rain poured in most of the night.
Oh, they need to get that fixed quick. My dad says that there's a lot more storms coming this year.
Mm-hmm, Ned, you're exactly right. The problem is that the Shady Days can barely stay in business as it is. They don't have the money to repair the roof.
Why doesn't someone just help him out?
That is a wonderful idea. CJ, put the ruler down.
Yes, ma'am.
And helping is exactly what some people are doing. Several of the downtown businesses have already donated money or supplies. Papa Chuck has stopped all his other jobs and is working full-time on the roof.
Papa Chuck's the best.
Papa Chuck! Papa Chuck! Everybody! Papa Chuck! Papa Chuck!
All right, Goose, honey.
Yep, okay. Quiet, everybody, and let's listen to Miss Harbor now.
You crack me up.
I spoke to Papa Chuck this morning, and he has had to order special nails for the roof. Nails with especially big, flat heads to hold the shingles down. They're not too expensive, and I thought it would be a wonderful thing if we could pay for the nails.
The third graders are in. We have a whole lot...
CJ, we need to talk about it.
Talk about what?
Talk about it.
Come in with some ideas tomorrow. Now, let's get out your math books. Have a good afternoon, everyone, and don't forget about your homework assignment.
Okay, we need an emergency meeting at the fort, and we'll figure this out.
Yes, we will.
A meeting at the fortress? Now? Wait. I will meet you there. I just remembered something I need to do. Well, not at the fort, mind you, but somewhere else entirely.
Come on, let's go.
Tensions were pretty high between CJ and Stacy. The young'uns all strolled to the fortress, mostly without speaking a word, till they got to the old bridge over Salmon River. All those saved-up words, they came a-spilling out all over the place.
CJ, what were you thinking? This money is all we have, and it's a club secret.
A secret?
Since when is it a club secret?
I'm the club treasurer, and I say our money's a secret.
Ah! You're on the bridge! What are you doing here? On the bridge? You were supposed to be at the fort, therefore not being here.
Hey, what's in the bag, Goose?
Bag? What bag? Oh, it's trash of no value whatsoever. Taking it to the trash place.
The dump?
The dump! Yes, the dump. We'll see you back here later. I'm going to the trash place. I mean, the dump. No need to follow me. I'll be right back.
You don't own that money, Stacy. We need to take a vote. Marcia, Ned, who thinks we should give the club's $3 to the Shady Days rest home?
I think that's a good idea.
This is not a democracy. I was voted to be treasurer, and I am in charge of the money.
You are not. It belongs to all of us.
Give it here!
It's my responsibility. Give it back!
Guys, cut it out!
You're messing with the wrong bear, Stacy.
Stop it, you two!
You are making me so mad!
Lunchbox is down, and take your seats. Class, today we need to talk about a truth that if learned, you'll live your life without reproof. It's a lesson of trust. It's a lesson of joy. It's a lesson of community. If dismissed, this fact of life will cause calamity. You gotta share with others.
Here she goes again.
Do you hear what I've said?
When she does,
you gotta share with others.
I see, though,
there's
funny.
A plague in this land that'll spread from the sea to our mountain's majesty. Do you know what it's called? It's called the Scourge of Me.
Oh, I've never heard
of it.
Can you die from it?
It can make you sick. It can make you poor. It'll make you lonely. You might have it now, the Scourge of Me, but there's a cure. You gotta share with others.
I don't want to share.
Fish girl!
How do you know if you have it?
Let's say that this side of the room has all the food you need. And this other side, y'all are hungry. What you gonna do?
I'm gonna share with others!
Yes, you are! You're gonna share with others. You've got more clothes, you've got more food than you could ever need. And for those who don't, I stand up here to plead.
We're gonna share with others!
Let me hear it again.
We're gonna share with others!
But if you're sick with the scourge of me, it's a fearful thing. You want to go it alone. You want it all for yourself. You want to grab it and keep it and hide it and share it with nobody that you know. You want to get him and have him and hold him and love him and stack him so your pile can grow. But while you sit there with your hands full of your treasury that you just won't share, what you'll have is misery. You'll find you've turned all of your friends into your enemies. And the cause will be
You've got the scourge of me.
Sounds like when someone gets real selfish.
They've got the scourge of me.
The scourge of me. Stacy, sound like anybody you know?
Knock it off, Ned. I'm not being selfish.
So, what if a girl, kid I know, or just met 2 weeks ago, has it? What can she do about it?
That'll be tonight's homework assignment. In the morning, let's hear your ideas on how someone who is behaving selfishly can become a generous, giving person. I'll see you all tomorrow.
Money can sure mess with a person's head. It's only $3.
Actually, it's $2.47 after spilling it into the river.
Oh, she can make me so mad sometimes.
Ned is pretty much like most of the beavers you've met. He is a no-frills, just-the-facts-and-let's-get-it-done-now kind of guy.
What do you think Goose has found this time? She sure is keeping it a big old secret, as much as Goose can keep a secret.
I'm not sure, but it's not just some shiny rock this time. She's acting especially strange. I need a little something. Want to go to the pharmacy and get an ice cream cone?
Is this a trick question?
It feels like a rainbow sherbet day.
I'm rich! I'm rich! Gainer has to win! Whoa! Yo ho ho! And a pirate's treasure for me! Now that I'm rich, I can do anything I want! But I'll need to keep it a secret, or everybody will want my money. I'll have to keep a low profile. I'm so happy! I'm so rich! I'm very happy and rich! I'm happy because I'm rich, and I'm rich because... well, because of all this money!
While Goose is enjoying her treasure by herself, unwilling to share with others, and therefore unable to enjoy it with others, Stacy and Marcia are headed for the old folks' home, the Shady Days rest home, to do some thinking out loud with Papa Chuck.
Papa Chuck! Where are you, Papa Chuck?
Up on the roof! Hi, Stacy! Marcia! Hey, could one of you girls toss me that tape measure down there?
Sure thing, Papa Chuck. Here you go!
Thanks.
Papa Chuck, I need to ask you about something.
Well, I can't stop working. Looks like a storm's coming in tonight. And I need to get this hole covered or there'll be more rain inside than there is out. Why don't you stand on that wagon over there? And you can talk to me while I'm working.
You bet. Oh,
but be careful of the table with the nails on it.
Sorry about that, Papa Chuck. It was an accident.
That's okay, Marcia. Why don't you put everything back while we're talking?
Oh, okay.
Marcia's about the sweetest young moose you'd ever met.
Oh,
she means well, but she has a real problem keeping herself under control.
Whoops! Oh, I didn't see that ladder. Oh, I'll get it. I'm not clumsy. I've just been on a...
growing spurt. Yeah, I know.
She's been on a growing spurt now for better part of a year. The downside is all her growing is mostly taking place in her legs. The fact is, she's mostly legs. Most of the time when she wants to go left, it takes so long for the message to get to the end of her hooves that she ends up knocking something over before the going left can take place.
I thought you were done with the roof.
Well, I should be by now. I ran out of the right kind of nails. The ones I've got, the heads are too small. And when the wind blows, the shingles pull right through. I'm just trying to get this tarp in place temporarily.
The nails are what I wanted to talk to you about.
I know. CJ came by already.
What did he tell you?
Pretty much the whole story. $3, tug of war, money in the river, everyone mad at each other. About cover it?
He thinks in such simple terms. The world is really a pretty complex place.
Well, it certainly can be.
We have, the club I mean, $2.47 that we raised to buy a telescope.
Having money can be a tricky thing. The Bible says that if you want to be great in God's kingdom, you gotta be a servant of all. If you're a Christian, that's kind of our job description. to serve God and others.
But we can serve God better if we have lots of money, right?
Stacy, God doesn't care how much you've got. He just wants you to share whatever you have.
I've got the scourge. I can't stand it anymore.
Whose?
Here it is. Take it.
What were you doing in there?
Well, I put it in the storm drain, but I'm done with it. I'm giving it all to the Shady Grady rest home.
Goose? What have you got there?
Oh, it's the pirate treasure I found. Take it. I've got the scourge of me. Oh, take it all.
Hey, guys. Goose found the pirate treasure. CJ! CJ, come here! You won't believe it!
Would you look at that?
Oh, I thought it would make me happy, but I'm lonely, I feel selfish, and I think I slipped a disc. I've got the scourge of me, and I don't know how to cure it.
Wow! Look at that bag! Is it really gold?
There must be a billion dollars in there!
Yeah, but after taxes, it's not really...
Watch out, look!
This is very generous of you, Goose. Let's take a look at these gold doubloons.
Well, they're really just pirate coins.
Hey, is it true about the treasure?
Let's see the gold coins.
You can build a whole new building with that.
Let's see. What do they look like?
For Goose is a jolly good weasel.
For Goose is a jolly good weasel.
For Goose is a jolly good weasel.
And nobody can.
It's just my way of saying thank you to all the people who are... What? What's wrong?
Well, Goose, those coins...
They're buttons. Your gold doubloons are brass buttons.
Will you men give me a hand with that tarp? It's not secure yet.
Yep, sure
Happy
will.
Be right there.
They're not buttons. I've seen pictures of pirate coins before, and they have one hole in the middle, just like this. Buttons have at least two holes, you silly.
Those are defective buttons the general store threw out. A bunch were made with only one hole by mistake. I was taking them to the dump. We knew they fell off the truck on the way. We just didn't know where.
I know where. My treasure is a bunch of defective buttons.
Goose, come inside. You're getting soaked.
Thanks, fellas. That should hold it.
What are you all doing out here? Get inside.
Goose, I got your buttons.
I forgot my money.
You had it by the storm drain.
Car! Car coming! Oh, everybody stop, look, and listen.
Hey, where's the money?
Gone. Washed it right down the storm drain.
All right, everybody. Get inside.
I can't believe I was being so selfish with defective buttons.
Goose, come here. Wrap up in this and warm up by the fire.
Hey, I got 5 buttons here on my coat. I bet I could buy a new house.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Listen up here, all of you. There will be no making fun of Goose or anyone else. Son, what do you say?
Sorry, Goose.
I can never go back to school again.
I know some of you folks have given both time and money to the roof project. But do you realize that Goose gave everything she had? Goose, look at me. That was a great thing you did out there. You made a great sacrifice. It doesn't matter that it wasn't gold. God doesn't want your money. He wants your heart. And you gave your heart in a big way. I'm proud of you, and I think you've made God smile.
You really think so?
I do.
Yeah, we're getting some cocoa and cookies set up over here for you guys. Should be ready in just a minute or two.
All right.
Yes.
She gave up all she had, and I wouldn't give up a few dollars.
You had it too. You had the scourge of me.
I'm so embarrassed.
You know, I don't think... Wait a minute. I don't think I have it anymore. I'm cured. I don't have the scourge. I'm scourgeless. Why don't I have the scourge of me anymore?
You shared what you had. You're not quite cured. You both need to apologize to your friends and ask forgiveness from God.
Maybe someone else should be club treasurer.
Oh, I could do it. I could do it.
Okay, the snacks are ready.
Snacks? All right. Okay. Sorry.
Okay, snack cleanup time.
Maybe Ned should be treasurer.
Well, the rain moved on, and everyone pretty much headed on home. Except for Pawpaw Chuck, who worked on the roof well into the night. Goose and Stacy did apologize for their selfishness and ask forgiveness of God. And y'all ought to know by now that whenever you ask forgiveness from God, it gets forgiven. The next morning, on their way to school, the Cubs heard Miss Harbor ringing the school bell, but not from the front step of the schoolhouse like she usually does.
Where's that coming from?
I don't know. Over there?
Something's going on. Let's go.
What's happening? Where's everyone going?
Come on, let's find out.
Hey, have you seen it?
What?
The roof. Go look at the roof.
Oh, no. Did it get wrecked again? Wow. Would you look at that?
I don't get it.
Oh, Goose, look at the roof.
Goose, Stacy, come here.
Congratulations, Goose. Couldn't have happened without you.
I don't get it.
Goose, come here and see it up close. Here, get on my shoulders.
But I...
She doesn't get it.
Goose, all those defective buttons you gave. Papa Chuck used them to hold down the shingles.
He put a skinny nail through the hole of the buttons. He used them like a washer.
The skinny nails with the little heads are now skinny nails with very large heads.
So my worthless defective buttons?
They were perfect for holding down the shingles.
It's beautiful, really. Look how the sun makes him sparkle.
It looks like gold from here.
Now, little lady, you and Papa Chuck have done a wonderful thing here. You know, for as long as I live, when I look up and see the morning sun shining off those buttons on the roof, I'll remember that a little weasel gal gave everything she had to help us stay safe and out of the rain.
It was just a bunch of buttons.
That's the best part about sharing. God takes what you give and turns it into a blessing for others and for you.
Excuse me, pardon my interruption. I would like to make a donation to the roof project.
Well, thanks, Maurice.
While I was installing a skylight for Genevieve...
You agreed to a skylight?
It's a very painful subject. Please, let me go on.
Sorry, go on.
Well... I heard a great rushing of water outside. When I ran out, the water had passed, and right there before me was this. $2.37.
Stacy?
That's very generous of you, Mr. Maurice.
Right. To keep our stuff and out of sight, we'll hide it, store it, lock it up. The dust collects, but that's our stuff. Sometimes it's that piece of pie. Can't part with that, don't want to try. And that's our tune in every key. Me, 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 me. But I'm here to tell you, there's a better way than that. The Lord says there's a time for giving back. You've got to share with others, your sisters and your brothers. That's the way we get each other through. You've got to share with others, and soon you will discover what fun it is to lend a hand or two. And don't forget the times you were kaput, and how the shoe was on the other foot. And then God brought a friend along just in time for you. That's why we've got to share with others too. Now here's a little food for thought. It doesn't matter what you've got. Just give with love, give from your heart, and that'll be a real fine start. Don't forget that all we own belongs to God. It's just on loan. So give to others with a smile, and God will bless you. That's His style. 'Cause it's more blessed to give than to receive. Try it and I know you will believe. You've got to share with others, your sisters and your brothers.
That's the
the way we get each other through.
That's right. You've got to share with others, and soon you will discover
what fun it is to lend a hand or two.
You're catching on. Just think of all the times when you felt
yuck. Things just got so sticky, I was stuck.
And then God brought a friend along just in time for you.
That's why we've got to share with others too.
On kazoo!
And then God brought a friend along so you would not be stuck. So share with others, and then you will discover how great God is and how he'll bless you too. You've got to share with others, 'cause today that friend is you.
Unto others, we've got to share with others too.
To Have and Give Not was written and directed by David Carl. The music and lyrics for Share with Others was written by Sandy Howell and Billy Martin. Music was by John Campbell, and our sound designer was Eric Basil.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.